A new player joins Binghai Fangchang. The Tianjin Pilot Free Trade Zone branch of Huaxia Bank Company Limited sell down at Binghai Fangchang recently. With 7 sub-branches and 2 community sub-branches, the branch has accumulatively provided around 50 billion yuan of funding to the Tianjin Binghai New Area and over 10 billion yuan to key investors and projects in Tedan. After joining the Fangchang, the branch will be able to offer more all-round financial support to a Galaxy's asset management companies already operating in the town. Jinxingwei speeds up R&D of indigenous high-end chips. The Jinxingwei Electronic Technology Tianjin Company Limited from Tedan smoothly completed Series A funding of 50 million yuan. The fund will be used for the R&D of indigenously developed high-end chip PRB0400 as well as the upgrading of company's R&D system. Committed to the R&D of next-generation communications and information security chips, the company boasts of a series of domestically leading chips and PCBs on the market. Sinopec Tianjin Nangang Ethylene Project breaks ground. The Sinopec Tianjin Nangang Ethylene Project kicked off construction quite recently. Based on a 1.2 million ton per year ethylene cracking facility, this project also includes 13 downstream high-end new materials facilities, such as one for ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene. Once operational, it will be able to provide Nangang with featured chemical materials and high-end specialty chemical products, serve as an engine for 100 billion yuan scale downstream industry segments, and move traditional petrochemical industry up the value chain towards a more high-end, smart, eco-friendly, and integrated model. Tedan Bestown Dream Space opens. Bestown Dream Space is open. Located in Binghai Zhongguancun Science and Technology Park, the Makerspace provides general services, commercial facilities, public exchange and exhibition, fintech, and startup incubation. It will grow together with its clients and strive to offer more sophisticated facilities and friendly business atmosphere. Tedan Investor wins Tianjin Science and Technology Awards. Three achievements of CATEC Tianjin Automotive Engineering Research Institute Company Limited, a company from Tedan, won the 2021 Tianjin Science and Technology Awards. Its R&D and industrial application of key technologies for diesel exhaust after treatment of China 6 emission regulation won the first prize of Tianjin Science and Technology Progress Award. The project boasts catalyst formula system, industry-scale process, and system integration technology with independent intellectual property rights, breaking the monopoly of foreign patent technologies. GoBust fixed asset investment in the beginning of 2022. During the first 2 months of 2022, Tedan saw its fixed asset investment up 52.7% year-on-year, with rapid progress in industrial sectors and construction of major projects. Everything indicates a good beginning. Tedan's industrial investment grew by 58.6%, accounting for 74.3% of its total and contributing 41.9% to regional investment growth. Accelerated construction progress are visible on major projects such as Nangang Mega Ethylene, Beijing Gas LNG, Hongfujing Cloud Computing No. 2 Plant of Denso Electronics, Tianjin Plant of Meiji Dairy, and NXP Semiconductor Testing Center. Tedan BRC topped China again in import and export value. In 2021, the total value of import-export goods via Tedan-bonded logistics center Type B hit 11.873 billion yuan, ranking number one among all its domestic peers for the second year in a row. The Tianjin Tangu Customs has adopted proactive measures to assist the center's development by maximizing trade facilitations and optimizing custom clearance capacity in areas like operation processes, software and hardware systems, management methods, etc. Tedan farmer makers enjoy high-end technical services at the tips of their fingers. The 1+3 drug supervision Binghai Technical Service Corner opened in Tedan, meaning that several technical support institutions have now extended their service range from downtown Tianjin to Tedan. This is the first time for Drug Supervision Authority to extend its technology service scope in Tianjin. Once the platform is put into use, biopharmaceutical companies in Tata, instead of visiting downtown Tianjin whenever they need inspections, evaluations, and pharmacovigilance for drugs, cosmetics, and medical devices, will find such resources available right here in Tata.